Tenofovir disoproxil fumarate is an acyclic nucleoside phosphonate diester analog of adenosine monophosphate. It requires initial diester hydrolysis for conversion to tenofovir, followed by phosphorylations by cellular enzymes to form tenofovir diphosphate. This resulting compound inhibits the activity of HIV-1 reverse transcriptase by competing with the natural substrate, deoxyadenosine 5' triphosphate. Let's take a closer look at the Columbus trial. In this trial, 577 patients with BRAF V600E or V600K mutation-positive unresectable or metastatic melanoma, most of whom were treatment-naive, were randomly assigned to receive either encorafenib plus binimetinib, encorafenib monotherapy, or vemurafenib monotherapy. The primary endpoint was a comparison of the progression-free survival of encorafenib plus binimetinib versus vemurafenib. As Kathy's oncologist, I recommended a regimen of doxorubicin and cyclophosphamide followed by docetaxel, as recommended by the NCCN guidelines, and I counseled her regarding the benefits and risks. I told Kathy to come to the infusion room at the cancer center to receive her treatment, and that staff there would monitor her for hematologic side effects, such as anemia, neutropenia, and thrombocytopenia. Before beginning treatment, her risk for chemotherapy-induced neutropenia will be evaluated. For this week's podcast, let's dive into how echocardiography helped recognize HFpEF as a distinct form of heart failure and how HFpEF is classified and diagnosed today. But first, a little context. Let's start off with some of the basics about diagnosing heart failure, a clinical syndrome that arises due to the structural or functional impairment of ventricular filling or ejection of blood. Drugs of this class bypass the negative feedback control, which results in mitochondrial uptake and intracellular accumulation of porphyrins and neoplastic lesions due to altered enzymatic processes within these cells. These porphyrins are fluorescent compounds that emit pink light upon excitation by blue light at wavelengths between 360 and 450 nanometers. As a result, malignant lesions will glow pink and be demarcated on a blue background.